Let's get a little bit more detail on what's happening in the markets with Ryan Payne. He's the president of Payne Capital Management, also the host of the Payne Points of Wealth podcast. Ryan, thanks for hopping on Yahoo Finance this afternoon. Obviously, just want to start off with the big market action. We're seeing the, you know, Dow sell off. It actually seems like it's eased up a little bit, but it was down over 400 points as of not long ago in the afternoon. Is this an overreaction to that retail sales report, which really appeared to be the trigger showing that 1.1% decline in retail sales between June and July?
Yeah, I think it is. I think, you know, you're seeing a little bit of price shock from the part of the consumer, just because, you know, we know we've seen extreme inflationary pressure here. But, you know, what blows my mind, Brian, is like this market just can't sell off, right? We get a little bit of selling, but we haven't seen a 10-15% correction in I don't know how long. And, you know, you're seeing a lot of economists and strategists on Wall Street now looking for some sort of catalyst here to get a sell-off, because we are going into what you would call the weaker part of the year for the market historically. But man, oh man, I mean, if you look at the overall economic data, you look at profits this quarter, it's kind of hard not to be bullish here from where I'm standing, Brian.
Yeah, Ryan, I liked the title of your note talking about the entire market. It's about to take off like a meme stock, but you also do raise a couple of points here, and you bring up the questions that investors have to ask themselves. One being, what is the next big catalyst that will move the market? And two, will that catalyst move the market higher or lower? How are you thinking about those scenarios or probabilities? What are the kind of, how are you thinking about, I know you can't really answer the question per se, but what are the scenarios you're thinking about as it relates to those questions?
Yeah, so what I look at right now is just like, where are the odds in favor of going up or down here? And some of the things I look at are like, number one, sentiment. And sentiment tends to be, counter, right? So when you have extreme bullishness, that's not a good sign for the market. You get extreme bearishness, that's actually bullish. And if you look at investors right now, even with all this strength this summer, Julie, you know, investors are relatively bearish. If you look at that AI sentiment indicator that comes out on a weekly basis, it's for the fifth week in a row, it's below the historical average for bullishness. So I think investors right now, you know, they are a little bit tepid when it comes to the market. And meanwhile, you've got over $4 trillion sitting in cash right now, money market funds. There's a lot of investors that have not been in this market. We're earning nothing on cash. And we know that if you look at profits going into the end of this year and even into next year, still look extremely strong. I have to think here, if anything, we're going to see some sort of melt up in the market, not meltdown. And again, using my analogy of the meme stock, you know, I think that is going to, you're going to see that across the entire market as more money has to get into the stock market, because so many investors right now are still sitting in cash, which is just remarkable.
Wow, maybe the real meme stock was just the whole market to begin with. Now, I just want to ask you now about possible re-rotation within sectors. Now, what's been interesting is that we were talking so much about the reflationary trade in the spring of this year, and then people started to diverge on whether or not it was a peak growth or not peak growth environment. But what you did observe was the outperformance of the technology sector from mid-May until early August. Is that a story that you expect to extend through the rest of 2021, or are there other places where you're watching very closely?
Yeah, I think more money will get drawn into that trade because, I mean, you have investors blindly buying the S&P 500 here, buying bond funds, which I would call more long duration assets. Because let's face it, the S&P 500 now is five stocks, right? The capitalization of the big five tech companies is essentially where money's flowing to. And I think that trend can continue going back to my meme thesis. But as a longer term trend, you know, I think you do want to reallocate here, because the reality of it is, I don't care what the Fed tells you, you know, inflation doesn't look that transitory here. And we saw that earlier in the year when we had the 10-year go up over 1.7%. Now it's come down a lot, still up a lot from where it was a year ago. But I think, you know, as you start to see more pressure on interest rates and we start to realize that inflationary pressure is probably not as temporary as the Fed would like you to think, you know, that's not very good for long duration assets. You know, you guys were talking about the ARK fund on the show today, and you have Michael Burry shorting the ARK fund that trades at 109 times forward earnings. That's insanity. And we know that those, you know, longer term earnings stories or growth stories become less valuable as interest rates go up and inflation kicks in more cyclical sectors like financials, energy, which have actually done better this year. If you look at the overall year, they've outperformed technology. I still think that's the place to be longer term because, you know, as we get into the end of the year and these unemployment benefits come off, you're going to have a lot of people coming to labor markets. And we know there's more jobs than people to fill them, which means that companies are going to have to continue to raise wages, which means they're going to continue to raise prices on you and me. That's extremely inflationary here.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, obviously, the Federal Reserve in view as they head into that Jackson Hole meeting next week. But Ryan Payne, president of Payne Capital Management, thanks for breaking all that down here on Yahoo Finance this afternoon.